today's passage was Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, a couple of months or so ago, I came across a website that claims to indicate the most famous person in history from each part of the world. It basically gives you a map of the world, and you can zoom in and zoom out to see the most famous person in the area that you're searching in. It's a great website. So, for example, the most famous person from China, Mao Zedong. I think we'll probably agree with that, maybe. The most famous person from Hong Kong, anyone want to guess? Jackie Chan. The most famous person from mainland US, Donald Trump, for better, for worse. Yeah, possibly. The most famous German, Adolf Hitler. That's definitely for worse, that one. The most famous Australian, Kylie Minogue. Are you serious? Well, what about the most famous person from Horsley Park? Actually, it didn't have anyone from Horsley Park, but it did have Mark Bosnich as the most famous person from the Fairfield area. So good on your bozza for those of you who know him. What about the most famous person from Israel? Well, it's pretty easy, this one. Who else but Jesus? Actually, according to this website, the most famous person in the world isn't Jesus. I don't know. I don't agree with this. They reckon it's Barack Obama. Come on. Like as if in 2,000 years' time, anyone is going to be worshipping Barack Obama. But anyway, I think most scholars of world history would agree that when it comes to worldwide fame, it's not Barack Obama, right? No one comes close so far to Jesus. So, in the night in which Jesus was born, we have a momentous point in world history being reached. Imagine then being one of the shepherds out in the fields surrounding Bethlehem on the night that Jesus was born. And these guys were invited by God to go and see this special newborn child. It probably started out for the shepherds that night like a normal shift. Sun going down, time to get ready to go and watch the flock, to see the sheep safely through the night. Same old, same old. That's likely what they would have been thinking to themselves. But this night would be different, very different. Because suddenly, in the midst of the darkness, there appeared an angel of the Lord. This was unmistakably something different, because the glory of the Lord shone about, illuminating their faces and the ground around them. In fact, it was so different from usual that the shepherds were totally afraid. The angel could see their fear. He told them not to be afraid. Rather, they were to be super joyful because of the good news that the angel was announcing to them. And that good news was that a saviour for the people had been born in Bethlehem, the city of David. This saviour is identified by the angel as being Christ the Lord. Now, the angel was definitely indicating that this saviour was the longed-for Messiah, the descendant of King David, who was going to bring about the renewal and restoration of God's kingdom. Instead of living like slaves in a world dominated by the forces of evil, God was now, through Jesus, bringing about the salvation of his people. There would be freedom. Now, this would have struck the shepherds as being amazing news. But the angel didn't just announce the news and take off. By giving them a sign, the angel actually invited the shepherds to go and see the Saviour who'd just been born. And the sign was a baby wrapped up and lying in a manger. And as soon as the sign had been given, all of a sudden, a multitude of a heavenly army appeared together with the angel, and all of the angels there together were praising God. And they were singing, "Glory to God in the highest places, and on earth peace among people of goodwill." The birth of this Saviour would result in the heights of heaven being filled with praise to the glory of God. And the effect on earth would be to bring peace to those who were the recipients of God's pleasure. You see, friends, the Saviour brings peace to the world, to the glory of God in heaven. After the angels left, the shepherds, they had a decision to make. They could have just said to one another, "Wow, that was cool. It's not every day that you get to hear a choir of angels in full voice." They could just leave it at that, or else they could decide to go and check it out. After all, the angel had given them a sign. So they decided to leave their flocks and go to Bethlehem, as they said, to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. They understood that the angels had come to give them a very special message from God. And notice how they went. According to verse 16, they hurried on their way. They were excited by the news and went quickly to try to find the special baby lying in the manger. Eventually, they saw the sign. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby, exactly as the angel had said. There was the baby lying in the manger. Now, after telling everyone present what the angel had said about this child, notice how the shepherds basically went back to work, but they went with transformed hearts. They went back, it says, glorifying and praising God about all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it had been spoken to them. Friends, this story about the shepherds is recorded in Scripture as an invitation for each one of us to be like the shepherds. You know, so often we go to work or we do what we do at home with the expectation that today will just be like every other day. But the birth of Jesus has changed our mundane existence. The birth of the Saviour and the proclamation of his arrival means that things are no longer the same. In a way, we're called upon to stop what we're doing and to spend some time contemplating the Christ, and then to go about our daily lives like the shepherds, but with transformed hearts. glorifying and praising God for the things we've heard and seen. You see, the simple truth is that the Savior who brings universal peace to the world, he's arrived already in our world. And we're being invited by the angelic gospel to come and see him. And having seen him, well, we might go back to work just like the shepherds did, but we'll never be the same again. We'll be glorifying and praising God, for the Saviour has been born. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the simple story of the shepherds who were invited by the angels to go and see the newly born king, the Saviour of the world. And they went excitedly and they couldn't keep silent, telling the people there, Joseph and Mary, the things that the angels had told them. But then they went back to work with transformed hearts, glorifying and praising you for the things they had heard and seen. And Lord, we thank you that through the gospel, we're invited to come to and to see this Christ who has come into the world to save us. Lord God, we pray that you would help us each day to be able to come, to be able to reflect upon the amazing truths of Christmas, and to go away from that encounter excited, glorifying and praising you, for the Saviour has been born. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, it seems like I think we've only got one question on Padlet. So it's the person asks, why were the shepherds told? Were they special?
Yeah, it's interesting, this one. I think that they were told because, in a way, they weren't special. All right, often shepherds were viewed as being, I wouldn't say the equivalent of like garbage collectors or things like that, but they tended to be, unless they owned the sheep themselves, but it's more likely they were hired hands. And so they're just people there whose job was to protect the sheep of a wealthy landowner. So generally speaking, being a shepherd was a lowly task. In the Bible, shepherds were used as an image of rulers and kings because of the way in which they looked after the sheep. But generally speaking, you know, people wouldn't really want to be a shepherd themselves, even though that would have been a job for lots of people in the agricultural parts of Israel. So they were just ordinary people. And I think that's one reason why they were chosen. There they are, ordinary guys, but they get to have this amazing opportunity to go and see the newly born Christ. And so being ordinary people, I think they can stand for each one of us. And in fact, as I said in the sermon, we're invited to be like the shepherds. The shepherds received a message from the angels. Well, we don't have angels speaking directly to us, but we have the same message being given to us as we hear the gospel. And the gospel is inviting us to go and have a look ourselves at Jesus and to realize he's the Savior who has come in fulfillment of God's promises to his people. So in a way, each day, my encouragement would be for you, well, we're to reflect upon this fact. And if we're reflecting upon this fact, then just like the shepherds, we'll go back to our workplace or our home, whatever it may be, but we've changed hearts because the birth of Jesus changes everything.
Awesome. Thanks for your time again, Reverend Steve.
That's okay. Thanks for having me. And Merry Christmas to everyone.